We'll discuss the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. We'll go through a very big kitzer. And just to refresh our memories. 3 weeks and 9 days. Okay? Based on Simon Tov, Kof, Nun, Aleph, and onwards. Okay, the minhagim of 3 weeks of no weddings, no haircuts, no listening to music, saying the bracha of Shechianu, begin from the evening of the 17th of Tammuz and through Tishba. Now, throughout this period, there are different minhagim shenigei for 3 weeks, some minhagim negei for 9 days. There's even some minhagim that start by Zayinav, and then there's Erev Tishba, then there's Tishba. We already discussed in an earlier shiur if there's Bechal this year, Shur Shechabai. And we said it's Machlaikis, Be Machlaikis. And the dinim of Erev Tishbav and Tishbav are different this year. With some of those dinim we did discuss. Maybe if we get to it, we'll discuss some more about Richas in more of a practical way. What's wrong? So, haircuts. The meaning is not to cut hair or shave beards, but combing hair is permitted. Meaning that even though we find on Shabbos there's the issue of combing hair because you pull out hair, but over here, then 3 weeks, or even by Avelis, we know it's much to comb hair. And this also includes an adult giving a haircut to a child, unless there's an important need, until the week of Tishba. For Bris Milah, the father of the baby, the male, and the sandik are permitted to cut their hair and shave. Cutting nails is permissible. It's permissible to cut nails until the week of Tisha B'Av. And during the week of Tisha B'Av, we also have a tear. If it's for a mitzvah, like Erev Shabbos, you can cut your nails. Cutting a child's nails for non-cosmetic reasons is permitted. Or if someone's cutting for hygiene or safety reasons, it's permitted. Music, the minig is not to listen to live and recorded music. However, listening to music for a reason other than enjoyment is permissible. Again, I'm leaving that for you to figure out what this other reason not for enjoyment is, and then again you have to be honest with yourself, what type of music and how much of that music do I need before it reaches the point of enjoyment.
The nails was different between 3 weeks and
it's mutter, and the only time when it's brought down some is Shur Shechabai. Okay. The singing and a cappella are permitted as long as it does not bring to a lot of enjoyment. But Moshe's lashon is shira b'peh is asa if it brings to simcha yisera. That's where Moshe writes.
Does it sing or listen to?
Either way. Moshe was talking about singing, but saying it's true. But on Shabbos or by any Suda's mitzvah, it's permissible to sing even if it will bring to great joy. Okay, saying the bracha of Shechianu, it's better not to recite the bracha of Shechianu on a new fruit or garment during 3 weeks. And the reason for this is because of the words V'gyanu l'zman hazeh. You don't want to say V'gyanu l'zman hazeh to this tekufa. However, if the fruit will not last until after Tisha B'Av, then one should try to wait until Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh Av. Add a pidyon or ben or bris in Eretz Yisrael, right? In Eretz Yisrael by a bris they say Shechianu, or those that have the meaning to recite the bracha of Shechianu at the birth of a daughter, the bracha should be said. The bracha of Atoiva Meitiv is permitted during the 3 weeks. During 3 weeks is permitted because you're not saying V'gyanu l'zman hazeh. It's like Ramesh talks about the chassan who's buying the ring for the kala, or someone who buys a car. If he's buying it for his own personal usage, So then he'll make a shachianu. So that he should not do. But if he's buying it for him and the family, then he say atoy v'ametiv. So that's allowed.
What's wrong with saying you have a
Yeah, but to speak out the Giyarl and Zmana Zed, this Tkufa, we don't want this Tkufa. We'd rather skip over the Bein HaMitzar or not have the Bein HaMitzar, right? Who wants a Churban Beis Medrash? Items of clothing do not require the bracha of Shachyanu may be purchased and worn during these days, meaning the 3 weeks. We're not talking about the 9 days. 3 weeks. However, one should refrain from purchasing an item of clothing that will bring a lot of joy. That's the gather for the 3 weeks. So all those that are going home, could we buy? Can we buy? Okay, 9 days. No, it's the end of the answer. 9 days. The 9 days are from Rosh Chodesh Av through Tisha B'Av. One should lessen doing things of pleasure, such as not going to amusement parks and the like. That's one din. One din is Mishnichnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha. Mema'atim B'Simcha means lessen doing things of pleasure. And the Gemara also brings down a stroller as a court case with a non-Jew should try to postpone it until after Chodesh Av, until Elul. If you can't do that, then at least until after Tisha B'Av. Similarly, the Ravazna and others bring down that one should try not to schedule a non-urgent surgery during the 9 days, or at least not during the week of Tisha B'Av. If possible, it should not be during the 3 weeks at all. If it's an urgent surgery, then you gotta do it. If it's non-urgent, then you can wait until after 3 weeks. It's definitely better. A separate halacha is that there's what's called the Ketav Mariri. There's more of a kitrug during these days, in the 9 days. And therefore, one should refrain from doing anything that the world views as a possible danger without a reason. Example of that is flying on a plane, or you want to hit on going in a car. A person has to, without a reason, a person shouldn't do these things that the world views that there's a possible danger to it. What? As long as there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
You have to decide. If it's a good reason, if it's a reason why you need to do it, then fine. It doesn't have to be the end of the world, but one should ask a rabbi before buying, building, renovating, painting, or decorating an apartment or a house during the 9 days. It gets a little complicated. Basically, the tliyah is going to be if it's for living purposes now or to be able to live in it sooner, you're allowed to. But if it's for investment or just to make the house look nicer or bigger and more room and something like that, that already one should wait. If they already started working on it before the 9 days, whether they should continue or not, so that the Shulchan Aruch brings, if you could pay them a little to push it off, continue afterwards. But there are different dinim. Each case, the person has to speak over and find out.
It's a long time after.
I'm talking about one time or two. I'm talking about the Shulchan Aruch said even to pay. It says pay the ma'at, the guy, to wait until afterwards to do it. One should refrain from buying things that are not needed for these days, unless it will cause a loss of money or time. And money means it's on sale and it's going to be off sale, or there won't be any left on sale if you're going to wait until after the 9 days. Time means, let's say, I'm in a certain place right now where I could buy it. If I'm not going to buy it now, then after Tisha B'Av I'm going to have to travel 4 hours to get there, 4 hours to get back, so it's a total of 8 hours. So that's already a time. I'm not giving exact numbers. You have to figure out the numbers for yourself. I picked 4, you can pick whatever is considered to you a loss of time. So that's also considered a loss, and therefore you could get it now. However, window shopping or choosing what to buy after the 9 days is permitted. Right? You could go to the store and pick out what you want and ask them to put it on the side. If you don't need to pay, it's even better, because then you're buying it afterwards. That's all matzah. Ramashra said that's matzah. To buy for the sake of a mitzvah is permitted, like Sfarim, Shus with Tisha B'Av, or for a chasen immediately after Tisha B'Av, but you won't have time to buy for it after Tisha B'Av, that's all permitted. It's permitted to give a present during the 9 days. That's matzah. Look, if it does, then it goes back to that first thing that we said, that Atzmei Ma'itim is Simcha, should lessen the joy. It's definitely better. Okay. Okay, washing clothing, wearing fresh clothing. So one should not wash clothing even if it will not be worn until after Tisha B'Av, because the kvisa itself, washing the clothing itself, is Mesiach Das from Avelis.
Don't wash clothes
during 9 days? We're going in the 9 days now.
So don't wash clothes during the 9 days?
Correct. Even if they'll be worn, they're not going to be worn until after the 9 days. Okay? This includes giving clothing into the dry cleaners, even if it belongs to a non-Jew. For Shabbos Chazon, one may be lenient. It's permissible to bring clothing home from the cleaners. There's no chashash or maris ayin that you gave it in during the 9 days.
Was Mesiach Das given to darkness?
The fact that your clothing are being washed, that's Mesiach Das. Spa cleaning is permissible. Drying wet clothing is not included and may be done during the 9 days. If you're outside and someone poured a bucket of water over you and your clothing is wet, you could dry the clothing. Or I don't know what goes on in the dormitory, but someone does get wet. Okay. It is permissible to switch into clean clothing if one does it because what he is wearing is very dirty or sweaty. However, if one removes the good feeling of clean clothing before the 9 days, either by wearing them a little or any other way, then it's permitted to change. One may do this on Shabbos for the 9 days, as long as you don't speak out that you're doing it. Is that clear? If the reason why you're changing the clothing is because the clothing is very dirty and very sweaty, then that's permitted to change into a new shirt. But if the reason why you're doing it is just because every day you change your clothing, or every other day you change it, even though it's not very dirty or very clean, so then you're doing it because you want to put on a fresh shirt, so then you need to do something to just take away that freshness. That's totally in each person to decide what takes away the freshness for him. Some people it's wearing it a minute, some people it's just sticking their hand in the pocket, right, and ruining the dry cleaners. Some people it's different things. And
obviously you can't speak that out that far.
Sure. When he's doing it on Shabbos, you can't say I'm wearing it now for after Shabbos.
Oh, just on Shabbos. Right. Right.
Okay.
You put the clothing on for the purpose of making it fresh during 9 days.
When?
You're not putting it on today. You're putting it on and taking it off.
I don't know if you could set your mind like that, maybe,
Huh? Just turn the 9 days. Did you just throw it on the floor?
Whatever does the job, that it won't feel like you're putting on a fresh thing, then you could. Some people always drop their clothing on the floor on the way back. Some people don't. You know, and socks and undergarments are not included in this minute.
I'm not washing.
What?
I'm not washing.
Washing said we're not talking about washing. We're doing fresh clothing now, right? What? But that was clear. We said washing itself is that sort of that. Children's clothing is not included. One may wash them even during the week of Tisha B'Av. So if someone does not have any more clean clothing, socks or undergarments, it's better to buy new than to wash. A garment that would make one happy to buy a new one, got a new shirt or new pants or something like that, then it's better to wash than to buy. Get us together. I can't tell you what you enjoy getting or not. You have to figure that out by yourself. Okay. For a guest, one may use fresh and clean linen. Okay, polishing shoes with silver is permissible. Washing the floors is permissible. Okay, then we have the minhag of eating, of not eating meat and drinking wine. The minhag is not to eat meat or drink wine during the 9 days. The reason for this is because the karbanis were batal. The karbanis were batal during the 9 days, and the nisach hayayin was batal. Right, they could no longer bring you can no longer bring karbanis. That's the reason for it here. It says Yesh Mishayma. That's over there. I said this earlier. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sif test. Yesh nagim shleilach habas shleish lesyayim b'shabes zu during this week. Why? This rule says. Involve. Is there supposed to be a vat here?
Tuesday.
Further, he says, V'yesh meisifin Rish Chodesh ha-tainas. There are those that are meisif from Rish Chodesh until tainas. Zogt Rish Brura Rish Chodesh b'chlal v'chein ha-minim v'din ha-sinu. That Rish Chodesh is included. Unless you have someone who's makbid every Rish Chodesh to eat meat, then maybe there's makom to mekel. V'yesh meisifin Miyud Zayin b'tamas. And those that are myself from Yudayim Betamas. The reason for that is the me'oz is chalpran ishal chorben. Okay. Something cooked. This includes poultry and any food cooked with meat. If it has the taste of meat, right? So the potato and the chalent has the taste of the meat, then it's including this also. Something cooked in a clean, meaty pot is permissible. Grape juice is included, whiskey is not. That's not good to anyone. Okay. If one began a meat meal before Shkia on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so when he asked me about this day, I think it was the first year, he's landing right before Shkia. And he wants to start his meat meal. His mother's waiting to give him a good supper.
You can get
on
the plane sometimes.
What?
Sometimes you get on the plane.
Sure. Not to England, no? But, if one began a meat meal before Shki on Erev Rosh Chodesh, he may continue for another 15 minutes. In case of need, one may continue further. However, try to end as soon as possible. Okay?
It's a word. The Rosh Chodesh Asma was just a Mosifin, or that was everyone's there? That was Yesh Mosifin?
Yeah, the different Shaitis.
Which week?
We go with the 9 days.
And Rosh Chodesh?
Rosh Chodesh is included. I'm talking about now the one that started before Rosh Chodesh, right? Okay. One may taste meat and spit it out, right? If you, Erev Shabbos, you want to taste it, you can taste it and then spit it out. It is permissible to buy meat during the 9 days. We're not worried that Marisani people are going to assume they're eating it during the 9 days. One who cannot eat dairy products is permitted to eat chicken until the 7th of Av. I think it's including, but I'm not sure.
How did that come
out? What? Because chicken is an addition, right? Because the reason was because of the carbonates. which was brought from Bahamas. We also accepted in the minute chicken. So someone that needs to be mekel, it's better to be mekel on chicken.
Why is it a sign over here?
It says here, the Nogu Ketzas Yodis means Zayin, no, so Zayin Ba'av is included in not. It says, the Nogu Ketzas Yodis means Zayin Ba'av Ve'elach L'Noyim Mi Basav Yayin.
You're saying, what's Zayin Ba'av?
Yeah, what's Zayin Ba'av?
Because then the Korban is, then, until then they were able to slip in, sneak in, but Zayin Ba'av was all over. It was another step in the not being able to remark on Korbanis. One may eat meat at a Sudas Bris Mila, even if it's not on the eighth day, right? Bar Mitzvah on the day of his birth, or at his seer. Okay? Bathing. The meaning is not to bathe or shower the body for enjoyment. However, for medical reasons or to remove dirt and sweat, it is permissible even during the week of Tisha B'Av. One must be honest with himself what he needs and limit it to that. How much time, cold or warm water, soap, shampoo, etc. Okay?
Soap and shampoo is worse?
It's all included in this. Again, be honest with yourself what he needs to remove that dirt or sweat that you take in the shower for.
Shabbos, are you going to take a full shower?
Not up to Shabbos. We're talking about the 9 days. Take it slowly. Okay, hands, face, and feet may be washed if needed. Warm water, if needed, warm water may be used. Bathing in order to prepare for a mitzvah is permitted. Fine. One who goes to the mikveh every day may do so even during the 9 days, preferably in the cold mikveh. For children, one may be lenient and bathe them normally. Brushing teeth is permissible. Fine. So that's during the 9 days. What time is it? 7:05? Okay. What? Okay. So now, since this year is. Yeah.
We
didn't get there of Shabbos.
Oh, we're still going back.
We're not going back to it, we're getting to it. We didn't skip anything. There were the 9 days. No, still, you're just doing it for that tzibah. Well, let's see. We'll get to it. When I said mitzvah, I didn't mean to mention it. I meant, let's say, a lady for tefillah. That's what I meant. For preparations for tefillah. We'll get to Erev Shabbos separately. I tried skipping over those lines, but I don't know if they read. Okay, anyways. Okay, we're going with the meaning of Ashkenazim. Sephardim may have different minhagim here and there. So if I say something that sounds different than what you're hearing, so you can raise your hand and tell me and I'll mark it in. Okay. Ashkenazim and Neig, like we said, not to eat basa or drink wine from Rosh Chodesh Av. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, when they're cooking, they shouldn't take some of the fleshy food and eat it and swallow it. But like we said, you can taste it and spit it out. Moshe talks about children that are already gila chinuch. You always feed them earlier on Friday. You always feed them before Shabbos starts. You give them some food to eat because they'll fall asleep later or whatever it is. See if the chatzos you can already give them. Now, even for Ashkenazim, I'm going this year when Tisha B'Av is chal on Shabbos. So even for Ashkenazim, it's mutter to wash on Erev Shabbos. I'm talking about now, let me back up to Rosh Chodesh Av, which is Chal on Erev Shabbos. That's today is Monday. This Friday, which is Rosh Chodesh Av, it's mutter to wash, to bathe your entire guf in hot water and soap, and to table and have mikvah as normal. If you know to do that, always. This Friday, there's no questions. Someone on this Shabbos also, you wear big day Shabbos like normally. Even those places where they know that on Shabbos Chazoin, they don't wear Shabbos clothing. But on this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, they wear all Shabbos clothing. Shabbos of Erev Tisha B'Av, that's not this coming Shabbos, but the next Shabbos. So then the minig is also out, the general minig is to wear Big Day Shabbos. And the general minig is that Erev Shabbos to wash with warm water. Someone who always washes with warm water Erev Shabbos. But again, even though using warm water with soap, but to do it with a cheshbon, not to spend that extra time over there. However, wearing new clothing, one should not. On Shabbos. If you have no other clothing, then you can wear new clothing, but one should not. Cutting nails, we said, on Erev Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is mutter, you're doing for Shabbos. In different shuls, they have different minhagim, Matzeh Shabbos, of whether to daven Ma'ariv at the regular time, which in those shuls, one needs to bring already Erev Shabbos their kinnis and their shoes, because they're going to have to change Matzeh Shabbos into it. And on Shabbos, to bring it, even if there's Erev, will be a question of Hachana. So you have to remember to do that Erev Shabbos. Those, well, we'll get to that also. We'll mention that also. Those places where they night to sing by the Chadoidi, every Lel Shabbos, this Shabbos also you can do that, and also by Keladin, and by some have the minig, some places they have a minig that by the Chadoidi they sing in the tune of Keli Tzion, the last kinnis. Those places which have that, at the Suda, you could sing Zmiris. You don't have to worry about that. Now,
also next Shabbos, just the Shabbos.
Next Shabbos also. I was going by the way I just said was only next Shabbos, not this coming Shabbos. Right. The next Shabbos.
Yeah, probably
anything
different.
Okay. Now on Shabbos from Chatzos. Already, one should not learn Barabim, shouldn't teach and give Shurim, except from those things which are mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av. And even a person in a Yochin in his own house, it's right to be Machmer. However, one that's Mekel for himself, B'Yechidus, to learn things which he normally learns, is fine until Shkia, and Yesh Le'almei Lismach. There is a sheet that holds that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, the whole Shabbos one should not learn. But again, it's not Me'ikra Din, there's no Isser of Talmud Torah than Torah Shabbos. And even Ramo, who's Machmel in Yitashmish on Shabbos, but Talmud Torah, he brings that only from Chatzais, because in the minig of Erev Tisha B'Av from Chatzais. It's mutter to make a Shalom Zacha Lel Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim Isitashmish also, unless it's a Lel Tzvilo or it's Bam and Derechre, unless there's specific reasons. Okay, the Shari Tshuva brings down Simtaf Nun Gimel that it's right that a person should not be metayel on the Shabbos, shouldn't go on pleasure where it walks. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan Siflam Ches. Not to go on pleasure walks. Also to wash your face and your hands with warm water, even though it was heated up from Erev Shabbos, the Mishmur brings down its right to be Machmer on Shabbos. Not this Shabbos, the next Shabbos. It's mutter to make an offer if you could call up the chassan to the Torah who's getting married in the week after Tisha B'Av. Can you even make a Kiddush if, in a normal way? And other, if you don't make the Kiddush, it's going to look like Avelis B'Fahesya. And where they sing for the chassan and all that, it's fine. We say avarachamim, and by mincha we do not say tzitkas chetzedek. And like we mentioned before, since we don't learn verabim Torah, So therefore the Rav does not give his Pirkei Avos share. He's off that week. Okay. Sudamav Sekis. This year is what's Shal Shudis. And it's brought down that one could have meat and wine. And if he finishes the suda while it's still there, then he wants to eat or drink afterwards. He could do that until Shkia. Even though during the week we say you should make it tonight, over here you don't have to make it tonight. The person has to remember that he has to stop eating and drinking by Shkia Sechama. And if he washes Mayim Achreinim and he does it, he should try to wash Mayim Achreinim before Shkia so you don't have run into the shell of washing hands after Shkia for no reason. All the Inuim start by Shkia, except for Ni'ilas the sandal, which that's mut until it's Tzeis, until Shabbos is over, until Tzeis, whatever you hold Tzeis is. Talmud Torah also, learning things which are awesome Tishbub, Me'ikar Din is not awesome until Laila Gomer, until it's Chashech, until it's Vade Laila.
Am I supposed to learn about that?
Like I said before. The Rama brings down the meaning of Shona and Rabbim, even a Yochid's Roy Lahachmir. However, one who does want to learn normally Mudim, Yesh Le'al Milasmir.
Now, would that be better than Batlin?
What do you mean better than Batlin? There wasn't any of the choices that I gave here, right? Choice was either learning what you're allowed to learn Tishbab or learning what's not allowed to learn Tishbab. There was no choice here about botany. Better or not, that doesn't enter into the shaila. There's no shaila about botany. Who's botany? The choice was either you learn what's allowed to be learned on Tishba or learn what's not allowed to learn on Tishba, right? No entertain such a tzad. Good. And that's not only negated to Shabbos Tishba, it's negated to the whole year. Okay. Fine. It's mutter to sit on a chair even during Ben Shmashes until it's Laila Gama. It could be if you're bedafka standing because you don't want to sit, that's also a problem. Until it's Laila Gama. Look at the gra in the end of Siman Tov Kuf Mem Gimel. In a shul, we don't do any achanis like taking off, turning over the benches or taking the preches off until it's Laila Mamish. And similarly, like we said before, not to bring the kinnis or the Tisha B'Av shoes while it's still day. The kinnis, if you do bring to the shul, then learn from it a little, and then that will remove the problem of bachan. It's also better on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to wear Shabbos clothing. So you should really change your clothing. So in a place where the Dami might have later, so you're still home, before you leave, after Shabbos is over, change your clothing into weekday clothing. Now, while you're home at Seis of Shabbos, you say Baruch Hamavd Mekadosh Lechol. Then you take off your Shabbos clothing, you put on weekday clothing, and you wear. Then you put on your Tisha B'Av shoes, and you come to the shul. Question: those that are knowing like the Rabbeinu Tam, what to do? You have to figure out what to do. After Baruch Hu, the Gabbai takes off the Preiches from the Aron HaKodesh. Takes off the tablecloths from the tables, and the Chazan starts Vurachum, and not the normal Motzei Shabbos Vurachum and Baruch Hu, where it's done with a certain niggin. It's done in a low voice and a more of a depressing voice, like the way we do it on a regular Tisha B'Av night. By Shmon Esrei, you need to remember to say Atochen Antonu, don't forget. You've got to say it. So then if the Shmona Esrei say Baruch HaMavdil in order to be matzi to the Melacha. And if you did not say Baruch HaMavdil and you did Melacha, you do not need to say over Shmona Esrei. After Shmona Esrei, the Chazan says Kaddish. There are different menagim, different places, which Kaddish to say over there. After Kaddish, before Megillas Eicha, the meaning is to make a bracha on the Moirei Eish. On Mar'eh, some people wait until they get home so they can be mitzi their wives. But otherwise in shul, either one person will say it to be mitzi everyone, or everyone will say it themselves. Which, if you didn't say it in shul, you could say it until Alei Sashacha. There's a special kinnis for Matzei Shabbos. One of the kinnis in my special for Matzei Shabbos. We do not say Vinoyam. We start from Vata Kodesh. That's the meaning of Ashkenazim. We start from Vata Kodesh. Then the Chazes Shalim without the Skabel. Then we end with Aleinu. We do not say V'yitin Lecha. We do not make Avdol Matzei Shabbos, which means you have to remind those that don't daven Ma'ariv, the women, to say Baruch Ham Avdol before they do Melacha. Someone who's weak or has a p'tor not to fast will make Avdolah Matzei Shabbos. Children do not need to make Avdolah. And there's a question, basically, as we spoke out, if the Chol who's making Avdolah could be might see the healthy person, or have the healthy person make Avdolah and have the weak person or the sick person drink the wine. That's a question of the Paiskim. Then Matzei Tisha B'Av, meaning Matzei Sunday night, we daven Ma'ariv regular Ma'ariv. We do not say Hatochen Antan over there. We make Avdolah on a cup of wine, and all we say is Birchas HaGefen and Birchas HaMavdol. We don't say the Pesukim. Same thing as for Chayla. It doesn't say the Pesukim. And keep in mind, it's mutter to drink water before Avdol. That's mutter for. Okay? We should have a wonderful 9 days. It should turn into a Sos and Simcha and Zech to the Gula. Yeah. I didn't discuss Kiddush Havana because